This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, the second annual Long Beach Burger Week returns August 7th through 14th. We just had one little preview of a decadent burger that's going to be part of the festivities. And we want to move into phase two. A chef we always enjoy chatting with, who's mainly Orange County based, but did extend into Long Beach right across the border, is Chef Ross Pangilinan. He has a number of restaurants, including a wonderful restaurant called Terrace by Mix Mix that's in South Coast Plaza, as well as a new restaurant there with a partner that we will talk about along the way. But right now we're talking about his restaurant that is in the LBX, that being the Remix Kitchen Bar, that is part of the upcoming Long Beach Burger Week. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Ross Pangilinan back to the show. Chef Ross, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me back.
Ross, you got to be the busiest guy in town, because we'll be talking about it. But in terms of your empire in Costa Mesa, you've recently just made a rather large expansion, and there's really another wonderful project that's on the horizon. But before we're done chatting this morning, we will get into that. But right now, the star of the show is Remix Kitchen Bar, one of the 30 participating restaurants in Long Beach Burger Week. And you're doing it again. You were part of the first annual, and now you're back for the second annual. Tell us about this decadent and sinful Remix Burger that will be on your menu for Long Beach Burger Week.
Okay, great. So the burger that we do at Remix, it's because we have, so this is the only burger we have on the menu, so I wanted to create something that is you know, pretty much my favorite burger, something that I'll eat every time I'm at the restaurant. So we make our bread in-house. We make a brioche dough. We do a aioli of thyme and garlic. We use, right now, you know, tomatoes are really great, so we're using heirloom tomatoes, arugula. We're doing a 80-20 blend of brisket and chuck, and we top it with crispy bacon. I love American cheese on my burger, so we do two slices of American cheese. And then we also do a shallot marmalade that kind of is sweet and sour. We kind of mix that in with the aioli. Yeah, that's our burger. And then we have our fries, and we also toss those with some parsley, thyme, and garlic for a little extra flavor, too.
Russ, I can tell from personal experience that this is a properly delicious and decadent burger. So it does have my seal of approval. The one thing we haven't mentioned is you do have a special price on this for Long Beach Burger Week. And what will this be going for during that period of time, Ross?
So that's going to be the price of $20, and it'll include a non-alcoholic beverage or a beer.
Ross, given your level of cuisine, that is definitely a nice value. So we look forward to you having another very busy Long Beach Burger Week at the LBX. Ross, for our listeners that might not be familiar about where you are in the exchange, you know, most people know the food hall, but they don't necessarily know the surrounding area. You're freestanding, so give our listeners a little better geography about where you are within that complex.
Sure. So we're right outside of the hangar. We're located next to Taste Tea. Our address is 330. We got Remix signs on both sides of the building. We're next to 908, right in front of the kind of the plaza where the artificial grass is. for the stages. So if you're in front of the hangar, you can't miss us.
And it's a corner location. So as you say, you have visibility on two sides. And yes, Ross, I would agree. Hard to miss, but you know, you never know.
Yep, we're right there.
Now, I know that you have done some menu enhancements at Remix Kitchen Bar. Tell us some of the new menu items that you're particularly pleased with.
Yeah, so, you know, the idea of Remix is changing frequently or taking a dish and doing several variations. And, you know, we're still new to the neighborhood, so we're changing the menu a lot. So right now we've been working on a lot of pastas, house-made pastas. Our carbonara really does well. And then one of the newer pasta dishes, which is kind of almost a take on a Filipino pancit dish, but we do a squid ink pasta, house-made, of course. We do it with octopus shrimp. We put a little of bagaong, which is a Filipino shrimp paste that's been fermented. We just put a touch of that in there. Gives it a nice umami, kind of like how Italians add anchovies to a pasta. We sneak in the shrimp paste in there. And then we top it with, it also has some chilies for spice, some lime for acid, and we top it with some fried pork chicharron for texture and saltiness. And then also a little mint, which just brings it all together really nicely.
Chef Ross, you have my full attention on that dish. Now, I know brunch service is on, and you have some signature brunch items. I seem to remember a duck French toast. Tantalize us a little more, if you will.
So we've remixed that dish since we've had the duck French toast. The duck and French toast is still available at our Costa Mesa restaurant, which is a duck-like confit on top of French toast with blackberries that's been caramelized with a little Szechuan pepper. But at Remix in Long Beach, we do a Filipino-inspired fried chicken. We marinate the fried chicken in Toyo Mansi. We put a lot of spices with the flour. We double fry it so it's nice and crispy. And we put that on top of our French toast. So it's kind of our version of chicken and waffles, but Filipino fried chicken and French toast.
Chef Ross, I think that works. branching out a little bit, Ross, we would not be doing our dining audience a good service without talking about some of the new additions to your operation that are outside of Long Beach. You have a new restaurant with a chef partner called Populaire that is in South Coast Plaza. Give us a little preview of that one.
Yeah, so my longtime friend, Chef Nicholas Weber, I started working with him back in 2004 at Pinot Provence. I came in as a cook. He was the chef de cuisine, and like he really helped train me into the chef I am today. We've been really close ever since. You know, we go on vacations together, and we're like, you know, if there's ever opportunity to do something together, we should do it. And you know, the pandemic hit, and we got kind of talking, and the good people at South Coast Plaza said, if you ever have a good idea, you let us know. You know, we really love what you did at Terrace. And I wanted to bring something special. I was like, you know, Nick, this is our chance. What do you got? So Populaire, modern bistro, French technique, California vibe, a lot of, you know, some Japanese ingredients, some Vietnamese ingredients, but, you know, so the menu's all him, and so far so good.
Just to help our audience a little bit, Ross, exactly where in South Coast Plaza is Populaire? Because that's a big place.
Yeah, so we're in the Saks Wing, located right below the Macy's Men's Store, or right next to the Macy's Men's Store. We took over the Lawry's space, which was a great space, and we just kind of redesigned it. We had a great design contracting company that we worked with, VX Design, and they came up with a great design, kind of exactly what we were looking for, and it came out pretty good, I'd have to say.
Well, and this is by an entrance to South Coast Plaza, and most people that know South Coast Plaza remember it as the Lowry's Carvery. It did have a good long run. Now, Ross, there's some other really exciting news as we need to wrap up the segment. It has been announced, so I think you can mention it. But you have coming up when the new beautiful Orange County Museum of Art opens right across from South Coast Plaza, and that's Arts District that they have there. You're going to be running the food service there. Kind of give us the top drawer on that, and congratulations, because that's a big assignment and a wonderful new venue in Orange County.
Yeah, so this is like something we're super excited about. So, you know, before I opened my restaurant, I was the chef at the Segerstrom Center and created a great relationship with the center. And then they're building the brand new Orange County Museum of Art there, and they reached out, so we came in with our proposal, and I was thinking, how can we land this gig? Nick Weber was previously executive chef of 24 Karat. Elisa McDermott, our partner, was running the Cannery and Louis on the Bay. I said, you know, guys, let's put our brains together and let's get this. And luckily we got it. So we're going to be doing, you know, huge events. The building is going to be amazing, designed by a world-renowned architect. The venue is going to be able to sit about 400 people. There's going to be a cafe. We're really excited. It's going to start. It's already starting, but the grand opening is October 8th.
Well, Ross, we will be watching and waiting on that one. Obviously, an enormous opportunity in terms of special events there. You're going to be a busy guy, and I'm it's not that you aren't busy already. I'm glad the team is expanding. We have been talking with executive chef and restaurateur Ross Pangilinan. The current subject of conversation is Long Beach Burger Week, which runs from August 7th through 14th. Chef Ross is participating at Remix Kitchen Bar, which is at the Long Beach Exchange in Long Beach. And he is doing a special version of their Remix Burger, which comes with fries and a choice of a non-alcoholic beverage or a beer. So a good value. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're going to wrap the show up with Chef Andrew Gould with his Ask the Chef segment. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.